The Urban Forestry Project got started around 2011 when the city had a grant from the DEC that required them to do an inventory of trees, and because of financial difficulties, they were backing out on the matching part of the grant, and Sustainable Saratoga stepped in and mobilized about 125 volunteers to conduct a street tree inventory, which we donated to the city for their use in the grant. It was valued in the budget at $22,500, a service that we provided. And since then, we have gotten more involved in planting activities. We advocate with the city for better tree policies. We go before land use boards occasionally to offer opinions about trees or tree removal. And we engage on a variety of fronts with the trees.
And you have an event coming up next weekend, April 29th. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, April 29th is our sixth planting event, Tree Toga 6. We started in 2015 with just a spring planting day. Then in 2015, we moved to both a spring and a fall. Last Saturday in April and the first Saturday in October, we've settled into a routine. And for Tree Toga 6, we will probably mobilize 80 to 100 wonderful volunteers. And we will be meeting with them at High Rock Park at 9:30 in the morning, giving them instructions, giving them assignments, and they will disperse and plant 35 trees, some on institutional or city property, many in the city's right-of-way, but many of them will be hosted in the city right-of-way by residents who want to have a tree and nurture it by watering and taking care of it.
What sort of trees will be planted? Were there certain kinds of trees that were specifically identified for the planting sites?
Our main goal of Sustainable Saratoga regarding tree planting is to get more diversity among the street trees than the city had. When we did the inventory in 2012, 60%, a little over 60% of the trees were maples, and that's a recipe for disaster should some threat come that attacks maples in bulk. It sort of would be a replica of the elm thing. So our goal is to get biodiversity, more diversity. We have hackberries, we have oaks, we have Kentucky coffee trees, we have Kentucky yellow trees, we have tulip poplars. Many of them are trees that people haven't really heard of, and we try to encourage people to keep an open mind, because they are great trees. Most of them are native or near native, and it's important to get a variety of species into the streets.
Is there still time for people to sign up or volunteer?
People can certainly still volunteer to plant, and they could go to the Sustainable Saratoga webpage, and there would be a form to click on. We appreciate it a lot if they do it in advance. We're pretty close, I think, to having the people who will be hosting trees at their house. Although, if people want to contact us at any point and request a tree, we have these semi-annual plantings, and we would just keep them on the list. So we encourage people to be in touch with us about wanting to volunteer or about tree problems that they see or about requesting trees at any time.
And what's the address where people can go for more information?
www.sustainablesaratoga.org, and then look to link to the Urban Forestry Project page.
Well, thanks so much, Tom. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.